Here's a recording of a technology which was way ahead of its time when this was recorded in early 1972. It turned up unexpectedly on an 800-334 number, which in those days meant that it was located in the 919 area of North Carolina. Coincidentally, this was in Raleigh, served out of the same Crossbar 5 office which, 7 years later, provided one of my dial tones after I moved there in 1979. Though this 800 number went to an IBM test center for telephone data devices, what made it interesting to us was not any of the data systems, we didn't have any way to use those anyway, but the experimental device they were using to answer the phones at the test center. As you listen to this, remember, this is 1972. There are no personal computers, most people don't even have answering machines yet, and touch-tone dialing is still a luxury, which isn't even available in many places. In this environment, a device like this is really unique. Here's a typical call.
Teleprocessing Test Center. The time is 6:14. Are you servicing a 1050, 2740, or 41 type terminal?
No.
Are you servicing a bi-sync device?
No.
Are you servicing a 2950?
Yes.
Confirmed. Go to data at the tone.
Pretty cool for 1972, huh? The voice recognition system, I mean. That call you just heard I had to reconstruct because I wanted to show you what it would typically be like for a serviceman in the field calling in to test his data equipment. I'm confessing this now because otherwise I'm going to get an email, sure enough, that says, "Hey, a 2950 never used to answer with that tone." In actuality, we liked the voice recognition system so much that we never made a call to it that was that short. Granted, this may be the original endless menu from hell, but we did learn that if you keep saying no, you get to talk to her for a really long time. Here is the longest possible menu tree available using this system. And, fortunately, this was not a typical call for a legitimate user of the system.
Teleprocessing Test Center. The time is 6:02. Are you servicing a 1050, 2740, or 41 type terminal?
No.
Are you servicing a bi-sync device?
No.
Are you servicing a 2950?
No.
Are you servicing a 1907?
No.
Are you servicing an STR device?
No.
Have you heard the ACI instructional demonstration before?
Yes.
What is your terminal type?
2701.
Type 2701. Understood. Is this correct?
Yes.
Is it a bi-sync device?
No.
Is it an STR device?
No.
Is it 103A2 compatible?
No.
103A1. Compatibility assumed. Go to data at the tone.
Called customer service recently? Well, this device really is ahead of its time, isn't it? And don't ask me what a 2701 is, I have no idea. Now there was one question about the instructional demonstration that if you answered no, you got a little recording, like this.
Have you heard the ACI instructional demonstration before?
No.
Please hold, the instructional demonstration will follow.
Silent, you will be connected to a test
center specialist automatically in about 10 seconds. Please do this if you want to consult a specialist. Now, please hang up and dial again. ACI might not answer your next call, but you'll be ready when it does.
There were error messages re-prompting you whenever the system didn't understand or couldn't hear you. Getting these messages on tape, however, proved difficult. This is because after one failure to understand, the system would then become very liberal in what was considered an acceptable response. The antics I had to go to just to get these error messages on tape make an absurd recording.
Teleprocessing Test Center. Your time is 6:14. Are you servicing a 1050, 2740, or 41 type terminal? Repeat. Please say distinctly, yes or no.
Distinctly, yes or no.
Are you servicing a bi-sync device?
Uh-uh.
Repeat. Please say distinctly, yes or no.
Uh-uh.
Are you servicing a 2950?
Are you crazy or something?
Are you servicing a 1907? Are you servicing an STR device? Confirmed. Go to data at the tone.
Well, what can I say? I've just always had a way with women, you know? But seriously, what's happening is that the machine is assuming that I'm not being an idiot, and therefore it fails to get the error message I'm trying to record, so I'm going to have to try it again.
Teleprocessing Test Center. The time is 6:22. The date is May 6. Are you servicing a 1050, 2740, or 41 type terminal?
Meep.
Repeat. Please say distinctly, yes or no.
Beep.
Please repeat. Answer yes or no.
Finally, that's the phrase I was looking for, and in order to get that, I had to resort to non-human sounds almost. But now there are two more phrases I need to record for when it can't hear you very well.
Have you heard the ACI instructional demonstration before?
Yes.
Repeat, please.
Yes.
What is your terminal type? Type 3341. Understood. Is this correct?
No.
Repeat, please. Enter your four-digit terminal type.
2.
Please repeat that word.
7.
0.
Please hold. A TP specialist will assist you.
At that point, a tech would come on the line. But sometimes the techs would be on the line before you made a lot of errors. In the following example, which has now become famous, a tech, perhaps the inventor himself, is watching Dave use the system. He utters a suggestion which turns out to be not only funny, but timeless wisdom as well.
Are you servicing a 1050, 2740, or 41 type terminal?
No.
Are you servicing a bi-sync device?
No.
Speak normally, it'll work.
Repeat.
For you.
Please say distinctly, yes or no.
Hey guy, don't talk on my line, then maybe the damn thing will work for me. The system did evolve over time. You've heard two different versions of it already. The one we caught in 1972, plus an earlier version captured on the instructional demonstration. By 1974, there was no instructional demonstration, and after the first two questions, you'd be treated to a phrase that would just tell you to enter your four-digit machine type, one digit at a time, following each beep. The system also began to reduce its error rate by assuming you weren't entering certain digits at certain times. This is very evident in these following 1974 recordings, where I'm simply trying to get all of its digits on tape.
Please say your four-digit machine type, one digit at a time, following each beep.
8, 4, 0, 4.
Type 2, 4, 0, 7. Understood. Repeat, please. Enter your four-digit terminal type.
8, 4, 0, 4.
Type 2, 7, 7, 7. Understood. 2770 available. Is this correct?
Here are a bunch of other examples of this one after another.
8, 8, 9, 0.
Type 2270.
8, 8, 9, 6.
type 2272.
8889.
Type 2883.
10555.
Type 1777.
In 1972, you could even make it say this.
2000.
Type 2000. Understood. Is this correct?
By 1974, that was no longer possible, but it did one time volunteer this little gem.
Please say your four-digit machine type, one digit at a time, following each beep.
2024.
Type 2027. Understood. 2020. Available. Is this correct?
2020. Yeah.
Sorry, those lines are busy. Please call again.
And speaking of, yeah. Back in 1973, when Neil Arbell and I were discussing various possible storylines for the Dom Tuffy taped satires, one of the ideas was having Dom Tuffy reach this system. Dom was going to get all flustered because the system would be edited in our tape to say some risque things. And, of course, at the most embarrassing moment for Dom, the guy was going to come in and say, "Speak normally, it'll work for you." That's a true story. We had planned to do that. But we never got to that one because we did Trace Street, and then there just wasn't time to do anymore. Had we had time to think about it, though, I think we would have decided it was funnier just to have that voice turn up as if it were a person, because all the freaks knew about this system. And to have the voice turn up out of nowhere, it could have ended up like this.
As our episode begins, we join our hero, Dom Tuffy, at his office at the corner of Test and Sleazy Streets.
Security, Dom Tuffy.
Are you servicing your device?
Beg your pardon?
Have you used your device before?
That's, kind of personal.
What is your type?
Freaky, you've been running personal ads again.
Anyway, one good thing about this system is that it does know that sometimes people say O and sometimes people say zero. This next system, recorded in 1980, did not.
Authorization number, please.
1477.
1477.
Yeah.
Continue.
0009.
0009.
Yeah.
Thank you. Destination number, please.
212.
212.
Yeah.
Continue.
634.
634.
Yep.
Continue.
9970.
9978.
No.
Sorry, try again.
9970.
9977.
No.
I'm sorry, was your first digit 9?
Yep. Yeah.
Was the next 9?
Mm-hmm.
Was the next 7?
Right.
Was the next 7?
No.
What was it?
0.
Did you say 0?
Yes.
Authorization number, please.
1477.
1477.
Yes.
Continue.
O-O-O-9.
7-8-7-7.
No.
Sorry, try again.
O-
Please repeat.
O-O-O-9.
8-8-8-5.
No.
I'm sorry, was your first digit 8?
No.
What was it?
0.
Did you say 0?
Yes.
Was the next 8?
No.
What was it?
O.
Did you say 7?
No.
What did you say?
O.
Did you say 6?
No.
Sorry, we're having difficulties.
This was a voice access to a long-distance company which one of my friends had subscribed to. In 1980, there were so many rotary phones out there that this apparently made sense to do. I don't know if this is the same technology that the IBM Test Center was using. However, we can gain some insight into the possible algorithms being employed in this voice interpretation methodology by presenting the system with input which is outside the normal parameters anticipated by the system designers. In this way, we can...
I think normally it'll work
repeat.
For you.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, let's f*** with it and see what happens.
Authorization number, please.
1-4-7-7.
1-4-7-7.
Nope.
Sorry, try again.
1-4-7-7.
1-4-7-7.
Nope.
I'm sorry, was your first digit 1?
Nope.
What was it?
1.
Did you say 9?
No.
What did you say?
9.
Did you say 5? Was the next 4?
Nope.
What was it?
4.
Did you say 7?
Nope.
What did you say?
7.
Did you say 8? Was the next 7?
Nope.
What was it?
7.
Did you say 8?
Nope.
What did you say?
8.
Did you say 6? Was the next 7?
Nope.
What was it?
7.
Did you say 8?
Nope.
What did you say?
8.
Did you say 6? Sorry, we're having difficulties.
Obviously, once a particular possibility has been ruled out, the system then becomes unable to hear that digit, even if you're saying it very clearly.
1.
Did you say 9?
9.
Did you say 5?
7.
Did you say 8?
8.
Did you say 6?
I believe that when the machine exhibits that total inability to see something that's right in front of it, that's part of its artificial intelligence, I think that's what it's called. Now, when a human being does the same thing, refusing to see what's right in front of it, it's not called artificial intelligence then. It's, human stupidity. Yes, same logic, different name.
I'm sorry.
And speaking of human stupidity, this next call demonstrates that beautifully. Unfortunately, I'm the human being stupid, but nonetheless, the input protocol is intricate, it's elegant. You just have to hear this to believe it, and feel free to take notes.
Authorization number, please. Please repeat. 6-6-6-1.
No.
Sorry, try again. Please repeat. 7-6-8-8.
No.
I'm sorry, was your first digit 7?
No.
What was it? Did you say 8?
No.
What did you say?
1.
Did you say 1?
Yes.
Was the next 6?
No.
What was it? Did you say 8?
No.
What did you say?
4.
Did you say 4?
Yes.
Was the next 8?
No.
What was it? Did you say 4?
No.
What did you say?
7.
Did you say 7?
Yes.
Was the next 8?
No.
What was it?
7.
Did you say 7?
Yes.
Continue. Please repeat. 7-6-8-8.
No.
Sorry, try again. Please repeat. 7-7-4-1.
No.
I'm sorry, was your first digit 7?
No.
What was it?
0.
Did you say 0?
Yes.
Was the next 7?
No.
What was it?
0.
Did you say 0?
Yes.
Was the next 4?
No.
What was it?
Zero.
Did you say zero?
Yes.
Was the next one?
No.
What was it? Did you say seven?
No.
What did you say?
Nine.
Did you say nine?
Yes.
Thank you. Destination number, please.
Ahem.
6, 8, 7.
No.
Sorry, try again.
Ahem.
8, 8, 7.
No.
I'm sorry, was your first digit 8?
No.
What was it?
2.
Did you say 2?
Yeah.
Was the next 8?
No.
What was it?
1.
Did you say 1?
Yes.
Was the next 7?
No.
What was it?
2.
Did you say 2?
Yes.
Continue.
Ahem.
6, 8, 7.
No.
Sorry, try again.
Ahem.
8, 8, 7.
No.
I'm sorry, was your first digit 8?
No.
What was it?
6.
Did you say 6?
Yeah.
Was the next 8?
Nope.
What was it?
3.
Did you say 3?
Yes.
Was the next 7?
No.
What was it?
2.
Did you say 2?
Yes.
Please repeat yes or no.
What?
Continue.
Ahem.
8, 6, 7, 8.
No.
Sorry, try again.
Ahem.
6, 8, 7, 8.
No.
I'm sorry.
Speaking of high-tech methods, let's bring out the big guns. Now, I'm no stranger to the idea of taking a small handheld device and holding it up to the telephone mouthpiece to produce unorthodox input to the network. Unlike the Blue Box, the device I'm going to use here was never outlawed in any of the 50 states, even though it has the potential to wreak all sorts of havoc over the telephone. What I'm speaking of course, is the infamous black and white box, the bovine vocal simulator.
Authorization number, please.
That's the number you have mood is incorrect. In designing any system, it's important to recognize when the user doesn't know what to do and to offer help. To see if this system is so provisioned, I'll simulate a caller who does not know how to enter a number and see what happens.
Hello?
Authorization number, please.
Why are you beeping?
Please repeat.
Why are you beeping? Hello?
Please repeat.
Do you want my authorization number?
4363.
No, that's not correct.
Please repeat yes or no.
No.
Sorry, try again.
But I didn't even start. Hello? You're beeping again.
Please repeat.
I said you're beeping again. Hello?
Please repeat.
Repeat what?
Please repeat.
What?
8731.
Is that supposed to be my number?
Please repeat yes or no.
No, I guess.
Continue.
But we didn't even get to first base here. I mean, you know, why do you want me to continue? Hello? Continue beeping, I guess. Hello? Hello?
0780.
No.
Sorry, try again. Please repeat.
But I didn't even get to start. Now, do you want my authorization number or what? Hello? Hello?
8074.
Why don't you let me tell you?
Please repeat yes or no.
Stop guessing.
Thank you.
The number you have dialed is incorrect.
Speak normally, it'll work for you.
Shut up!